Well, good morning. It is 18 minutes after 8 a.m., and you're tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. For the morning interview today, it's all about Whale Fest. I have Madison Cosma, who is the coordinator of Sitka Whale Fest, and Jan Straley, who is the science director, in to tell you what you can expect. Good morning. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Melissa. Good morning. It's great to have you back.
It is wonderful to be back, and I'm back on air just in time for Whale Fest, which I always love talking about. This is the 17th annual Whale Fest. You folks have been around for quite a while, and you're introducing some new offerings this year. What's going on with Whale Fest that you find particularly exciting? Madison.
So the really fun event we have this year that's launching off Whale Fest is our very first film fest. So we have local scientists from around the area sending in their videos, and we're going to show you what's happening right in your back door. And it's a free event on Halloween night at the Centennial Building, so we're excited about that.
That's wonderful.
At 7:30?
Yep.
At 7:30. Okay. And then I hear the banquet's a little bit different than usual.
Yeah, it's called the Feeding Grounds Bar and Krill. So it's a little more casual setting. It's a pub-themed atmosphere. We have music. We have great food from restaurants around the area, and it's going to be a more casual setting for the scientists and the people to just talk, they're going to be telling stories. It's tales of the cold and adventures from the pole.
We should probably mention that Whale Fest kicks off this Thursday, and it runs through November 3rd, and as usual, every day is packed full of events for the community, which we'll get into. But if folks are wondering right now how they can find out what's available, they can go to your website, correct? And that is?
www.sitkawhalefest.org. And we just redesigned the website, so we're really excited about it.
I got to say, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Very engaging.
Thank you.
Good job. Okay, so Whale Fest. What's the theme this year?
Arctic change. What's next? What's ahead? It's looking at where we're going, what's going on with the animals in the Arctic, and what's happening for people.
Jan, can you give us an overview of some of the scientists we'll meet?
Yes, I can. We're having some international scientists this year. Yulia Vachenko is going to give us a talk on the Soviet whaling and essentially the two books that they kept during whaling days and what that means for the Arctic change with the Arctic opening up and the large whales that are going to be seen in the Arctic where they haven't been before because it was predominantly ice-covered. And Pierre Richard is coming from Canada to give us a talk on narwhals, which I'm real excited about. So that's a couple of international speakers we have. And then we have our Arctic speakers that live here in Alaska. Lori Quakenbush is going to talk about ice seals. And Craig George from Barrow will be here actually all week in the Scientists in the Schools program, as well as giving a talk on the bowheads and belugas that are up in the Arctic in his home turf out of Barrow.
Now, when can people hear these scientists speak?
The scientists speak. There's three each afternoon, and they each talk about 45 minutes, starting at 1 o'clock and ending about 3:45. So Friday afternoon, Saturday afternoon, and Sunday afternoon. And Mike Castellini will come, and he'll wrap it up and summarize the 3 days. And each day is a thematic theme building on one day from the next. So they're all connected talks in terms of all talking about the Arctic, but each day has its own particular theme.
Okay. Madison?
Yeah, so the first day is going to be, the theme is human connection, and then we'll move to the winners and losers of the Arctic, and then the last day we'll talk about how we understand the past to predict what's going to happen in the future. And as you said, they're 45-minute talks, so you have plenty of time in between talks to go to the market, because everyone loves the market. So there's a market and the cafe again this year, and we do have the science exhibit room as well, where scientists from around there are going to have posters and tables set up to show you what's going on.
And you mentioned, Madison, the film fest, which is new, the more casual banquet. What other community events are happening?
So we wanted to do more art this year as well. So on Saturday, we have a family art workshop at the Science Center that's free. It's from 9 to 12, and we'll be doing fish prints and then straw painting. So you blow paint with your straw, and you do all these crazy designs. So that's a free event, and you can bring T-shirts or bags if you want, but we'll have all the supplies with paper.
And we also have the Maritime Grind, the classic. It hasn't changed at all. Don Senetti will kick it off. He's back. And he's also giving a concert on Saturday, Sunday afternoon at 4:30 at the Centennial Hall. That'll end and a Whale Fest.
And as you mentioned, you'll be in the schools again.
Absolutely. He's there today. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How can people pick up tickets or find out what events are free? How can people do this?
So, like I said, the website has all this information on there, and we have this new registration system we're using this year. So you go to the website, and then also Old Harbor Books has our tickets to sell. And if you have any questions, you can call the Science Center.
And we also have the two whale watching trips on Saturday and Sunday Sunday mornings, and there will be scientists aboard those trips as well. And there are a lot of whales in the Sound. It's going to be great.
So we have whale watching trips. We have the grind. We have seminars with prominent scientists. We have a number of free community events for families. We have a lot.
And the fun run and walk fun run still and walk. Is
yeah.
with
There's
us.
Something for yep. everyone.
Yep. It's a community event that just is unlike anything else.
That's great. Oh, and one other thing we haven't mentioned is that college credit is available.
That's right. You can take the seminars for credit for a 100 biology 175 seminar. And if you're an undergraduate, it's a great way to get to meet scientists. If you're interested in going into science, there's also going to be somebody talking about career pathways into science at 10:30 at UAS in room 106 on Friday. But if we've given too much information, everybody can just call us at the Science Center too, or come on, stop on by, and we're happy to let people know what's going to be happening this weekend.
And that number again was for the Science Center. Okay.
747-8878, and Whale Fest Extension is 15.
Okay, and people can go online.
That's right.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you for joining me. My guests have been Madison Cosma and Jan Straley, both with Sitka Whale Fest, which kicks off this Thursday.
That's right. And it's also a program under the Science Center right now, the Sitka Sound Science Center, which is really wonderful. And we're really happy to have everybody join us this weekend. Thanks, Melissa.
Well, thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much.